This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Bob Doty. Today, we continue our report about multiple sclerosis. America's Food and Drug Administration says multiple sclerosis affects about 400,000 people in the United States. More than 2 million others worldwide are believed to have the disease, which is often called MS.
There are four main kinds of multiple sclerosis. The most common is called relapsing remitting. About 80 to 85% of MS patients begin with this form of the disease. More than half of them have relapsing remitting MS at any one time. These patients have one or two major MS-related health problems every 1 to 3 years. Then they have periods with no signs of the disease. The problems appear suddenly and last a few weeks or months before slowly disappearing. They may include lack of balance, low energy levels, trouble with speaking clearly, and even blindness. Steroid treatments can speed the recovery from this kind of attack. However, these symptoms may become worse each time they appear. Last week, we met 35-year-old Amy Jo Rowell. Doctors found 4 years ago that she had relapsing remitting MS. She told VOA she is not getting better, but she is not getting worse either.
I'm operating on a plateau. Every once in a while, I may have what's called an exacerbation where my symptoms may become worse in one particular area or another. After a period of time, they usually recover, stabilize, sometimes with some permanent damage. I do have some things that are permanent, loss of feeling and that sort of thing, and some weakness and some coordination. Every once in a while, my speech is interrupted or affected. I've been really lucky for the most part. I do have, I don't want to say a recovery because that gives a false sense of what is actually happening, but it does stabilize again. And it's just kind of periods of ups and downs, mostly flat.
The second kind of multiple sclerosis is called primary progressive. In this form, the symptoms appear and begin to grow worse with no periods of disappearance. About 10% of patients begin their struggle with the disease this way. The third kind of MS is called secondary progressive. This form of the disease affects about 50% of those with the relapsing remitting form of MS. It often begins to affect them within 10 years of receiving their first medical diagnosis of relapsing remitting MS. When the disease changes to secondary progressive, the disease begins to grow worse. The fourth kind of MS is called progressive relapsing. It is the most severe form of multiple sclerosis. New signs of MS appear, while existing ones grow worse. Luckily, this form of the disease is rare.
Scientists say multiple sclerosis is not directly passed from parents to children. Yet it has been shown to strike members of the same family. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society says one in every 750 Americans is at risk of developing MS. But the risk rises to one in every 40 people among those who have a close family member with the disease. It does not appear that one gene is responsible for MS. Instead, many genes may increase the possibility that a person will develop MS. There is no cure for multiple sclerosis, but it does not always cause severe disability. Many people with MS are able to live normal lives. For example, Amy Jo Rowell continues to operate a busy animal shelter in the state of Wisconsin.
The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke says some people with MS do well with no treatment at all. Many treatments have serious side effects, and some carry risks. Yet, research has suggested that the best way to reduce future disease activity is to begin MS therapy as early as possible. Medical experts say early proactive treatment is the best defense against permanent damage to the nervous system. In the United States, doctors usually suggest treatment with one of 8 disease-modifying therapies approved by the Food and Drug Administration. All of these treatments have been shown to reduce the number and severity of MS attacks and appear to slow the progress of the disease. Early last year, the FDA approved dalfampridine extended-release tablets to help MS patients with walking. This is the first MS-specific treatment developed for symptom management. Dalfampridine is sold under the name Empira. FDA officials say the drug has side effects and can cause seizures if taken at higher than suggested levels.
Scientists are working to develop other medicines and treatments for MS. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society says many studies are continuing around the world. Doctors hope that new therapies will help more people with multiple sclerosis, especially those with progressive forms of the disease. Timothy Kutsia is the chief research officer for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. He told VOA that he believes developments in the past few years mean researchers are close to learning what causes MS.
With the advent of technology and genetics and the ability to mine massive quantities of information and also to engage hundreds of thousands of people in the movement, I think we will see new lines of research that will help us identify what is at the cause.
However, a recent study offered little good news for people with MS. Results of the study were reported in the journal Neurology in July. Researchers examined information about more than 800 people who had been recently diagnosed with MS. The report predicted lost productivity over a 10-year period.
The report also estimated health care costs for MS patients, including the cost of drugs that were developed in the 1990s. At the time, these drugs were found to have the ability to affect the development of the disease instead of treating the symptoms. The study showed the drugs have provided some help to MS patients. The drugs were found to slow the progression of the disease and reduce future attacks. But they have side effects and cost as much as $30,000 a year. The study found the cost of the drugs is 8 times higher than health policy experts believe is reasonable when comparing their effect on patients. The experts say for drugs to be cost-effective, they should produce one additional quality year of life for every $100,000 in cost. the MS drug studied cost more than $800,000 for every quality year of life produced. The study organizers say the comparison would be much better if the drug costs were lower. They say the cost of the drugs in Britain, Canada, and Germany is 67% lower than in the United States.
Even with no cure for multiple sclerosis, researchers are developing a better understanding of the disease. This is leading to better treatments and a better quality of life for those who live with it. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society's Dr. Kutsia tells VOA that he is hopeful about the fight against MS. He notes that researchers around the world are taking part in the effort.
We're reaching a point in science and medicine where the intersection of diseases and strategies is, I think, more apparent and more viable than it ever was in the past. There isn't a continent in which people aren't working on MS, and I think that that is, for me, part of why we're also part of this global movement to do something about the disease.
The National Multiple Sclerosis Society continues to support holistic research. The Society wants to undo the damage MS has done and someday end the threat of the disease forever. The group has created a website that tells about the progress in the fight against multiple sclerosis. The website has the latest news on research and treatments for MS. And it has information about help available to people with the disease, their families, and their doctors.
Living with multiple sclerosis is never easy. Just ask Patrick Finney of Grapevine, Texas. He first had trouble walking more than 10 years ago. Doctors later said he had MS. Mr. Finney was urged to take his medicine and rest, but he had other ideas. He slowly retrained himself how to walk. In time, he took up running and even started to compete in races.
The story of Patrick Finney is very unusual for someone with MS. Last month, he crossed the finish line at the Bellingham Bay Marathon in the state of Washington. Strong winds made running difficult during the 42-kilometer-long race. By finishing, he reached his goal of completing 50 marathons in all 50 American states. Mr. Finney thanked all his friends and family members who traveled to Bellingham to watch him compete. As he told the Reuters news agency, "It has been an amazing journey, and I'm on top of the world."
This Science in the News program was written by Christopher Cruz. June Sims was our producer. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Twitter and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.